Now to the treatment of people who've suffered trauma, and in particular children. A method that's often used to help children to cope with trauma and loss is creative arts programs, anything from art classes to learning a musical instrument. Now a Sydney-based organisation is taking a chance on a form of art therapy that's more often used with adults. Children were given a disposable camera and asked to take pictures that expressed their lives. And now the results are going on show. Ashley Raper reports from the Art Gallery of New South Wales in Sydney.
Walking into the art exhibition, it's hard not to notice the beautiful view of Sydney Harbour. But looking around the room at the pictures resting on easels, the focus quickly shifts. One of the photographers is 11-year-old Ethan. He explains why he took a picture of a letterbox overflowing with mail.
Because sometimes I feel lonely, like the letterbox. Like no one's looked at it or taken out anything from it for ages. And yeah, it's like being forgotten. Because sometimes I feel, a bit lonely, and I thought I should take a photo of that to show that sometimes I feel lonely.
For privacy and legal reasons, it can't be reported what Ethan has been through, but he's one of 20 children who've taken part in a program that's aimed at helping them deal with trauma. The Kids Express program uses music and drama as a way of providing them with an outlet to express their emotions and has been running since 2006. This year, photography was added. Photography's been used before to help adults suffering from mental illness, but the Kids Express Chief Executive Margot Ward took some convincing that it would work for children.
So this was an extension to what we normally do. I pondered over it for quite some time, being very aware that the children we were going to be doing this with were children who had been through some fairly difficult times in their life.
Now she's seen the results.
One of the children who didn't used to be able to meet eye contact with you at all when he started the program is now totally engrossed in photography and thinks it's the most wonderful thing. And his father told me today his learning scars have gone through the roof. He's now having conversations he's never had before. So this exhibit has actually given the children another platform to extend what they already learnt at Kids Express.
The brains behind the exhibition, curator Vince Lavecchio, he says he was blown away by what the children came up with.
If there's one word to sum it up for me personally, and that's remarkable. Remarkable in the sense that they have accomplished the task they were set out to do. With maturity, there are some 11-year-olds in this exhibition who not only have they reached the goal aesthetically, but there is an incredible emotive level in the photograph, and that's a difficult thing to do. These photographs have such an honesty about them.
A tree standing alone, a rusted wheel and a closed gate are just some of the images that the children chose to show how they felt. Margot Ward says that's helped them deal with what they've been through.
Life comes in a whole range of different emotions, and therefore they all need to be expressed. I fear sometimes that we're bringing children up to believe happiness is only the emotion we need to express, and these children have brought forth much more than that. And I'm thrilled we didn't get a whole lot of photos of cupcakes, or we didn't get a whole lot of photos of flowers. We got things and comments and narratives back from children that really meant something to them.
Talking to Ethan, it's clear that he has insight into his emotions. In the gallery, he points out his favourite picture.
It's a sign that looks like it's been run over by a truck.
So why is this your favourite?
Well, I like the how it's been, practically flat on the ground. And sometimes I feel sad and flat and stuff.
11-year-old Ethan ending that report from Ashley Raper.